Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to AmpPod. The first track that you heard there was Pursuit by Gsefalstein, which came off his debut album Aleph, which was released this year. He's a techno DJ from France, who's also worked with Kanye West on Kanye's fantastic album Yeezus, most notably on the lead single off that album, which is Black Skinhead. Aleph is just an incredible album with some brilliant tracks on. And it's kind of taken me by surprise. So you should definitely check it out. Yeah, welcome to AmpPod. I trust you're all well and thank you very much for listening in. The usual applies, there might be swearing on the tracks or I might swear. So if you don't like bad language, it's probably best to listen to something else. And apart from that, it's the usual request that if you like what I'm doing, please follow me on Twitter and recommend me to your friends, and hopefully my audience will get larger. The next track I'm going to play is I've Been Riding With The Ghost by Songs Ahaya, which came off the seventh and final album, The Magnolia Electric Co., which was released in 2003. Songs Ahaya was headed up by a guy called Jason Molina, who was from Ohio, and pretty much played alternative rock slash folk, and unfortunately died this year due to complications from alcoholism. If you've not heard any of his stuff before, I implore you to go out and seek him out. And this album is a perfect starting point.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favor. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change, and now I made the change.
Thank you.
The track I just played was Earth Mover by JK Flesh, which came off Posthuman, which was released in 2012. JK Flesh is otherwise known as Justin Broderick, who is a musician from Birmingham who has had a long and varied career, having started playing guitar in Napalm Death and then going on to form Godflesh, who combined both grind music and industrial music. But this particular project is his solo work, and the whole album is quite dark, and to be honest, it's slightly oppressive, but it's an interesting listen. The next track I'm going to play is Hype Mango, I'm guessing, by Joy Orbison, which was released as a single in 2009. He is otherwise known as Peter O'Grady from the UK, who started playing music from the age of 13, and developed his style over a number of years, and this particular track is awesome.
Thank you. get off the fucking ground. Get off the fucking ground, that shit is lava. I was born on great terms, so death is my beginning. Amending my whole world if I never see the ending. My eyes are bloodshot, about to pop from the pressure that I'm building till I stop. But nah, that ain't the top, man, the top's been beneath the souls. For a minute it's cold, getting winded in snow, dropping shivers and souls down from heaven like I'm taking a toll on the creator who slays Vader while breaking his soul. My scroll smashes, rolling through the waves of the glass. I be smoldering more than all the clay in the caches, eating all the stitches and making the cash flip on the table. So I'm able to get my bitches the brass tips, sweeping the radar for all your mass blips. Got the juiciest rhymes to make you smack lips. My voice is too loud, my boys are too proud. Got your ear to the ground and you're feeling the traction. If you think that you did it, you're feeling the fraction. Cause we did it, you're hearing the faction. A group of Steve Pivots whose digits are mad young, mad sprung on the beats and we teach you to have fun. But now and then we start tripping on mad rhythms and taking them bad kitchens and giving them bad stitches. Every verse we gotta make it a mission to hit these timid song bitches with spitting some bad limericks. Writing rhymes in a lonely shed, cause I'm a violent head that can leave your homie Adobe red. I'm only lyrically credible when the beach that I'm sweeping your feet under is dark as it is edible. But when I hit, man, I'm incredible. I make you wanna hire a hitman to slow down this general. You better off serving food to me. I use these tomfooleries as my toothpicks and suture weeds. I'm a new jack, you're damn right. I'm reaching infinite pinnacles while you're grabbing for your last life. I'm a new jack, you're damn right. I'm reaching infinite pinnacles while you're grabbing for your last life.
The track I just played was Schlava by Ground is Lava, featuring John Wayne and Shlomo, which came off the debut album Ground is Lava, which was released in 2011. He's a producer from LA who specializes in chiptune / 8-bit kind of tracks. And that's about as much info as I've been able to find on him, unfortunately, but this album is a rather interesting listen. Next track I'm going to play is Groove is in the Heart by D-Light, which featured on their debut album World Clique, which was released in 1990. And this particular track was a massive hit for the group pretty much all across the world. They were a three-piece from New York who played house music and disbanded in around the turn of the millennium. But the main reason why I'm featuring this track is that it's one of my favourite singles ever, and also randomly features a verse from Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. I think this is a genuinely brilliant track.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
Groove is in the heart.
about the groove.
Sing it.
The track I just played was Half Rabbit, Half Dog, which came off their third LP, Half Bird, which was released in 2001. They were a four-piece from San Francisco who try and defy what particular genre they're in. So I'd say that they're more like alternative noise pop. And because they're quite difficult to pin down as a group, they've worked with lots of different artists, including Questlove, Radiohead and Beck. And you should check them out if you like something different. The next track is going to be The Stakeout by Sun Aurore, featuring W. Giacchi, I think, which came off the fourth album, On Patrol, which was released in 2010. He is otherwise known as Cameron Stallones from Texas, and most of his work is definitely within the experimental side, and this track sounds like a very weird film soundtrack. We'll be right back. track I just played was Antebellum by Shipping News, which came off their live album, One Less Heartless to Fear, which was released in 2010. They were a four-piece from America who formed in 96 and played post-hardcore rock, and they also have links to, like, the wonderful Slint. Sadly, one of their founding members died this year, but you should definitely check out this live album as it shows you how fantastic they sounded live. Right, I've only got two tracks left. The first one is going to be Oh Honey by the Audreys, which came off their debut album, Between Last Night and Us, which was released in 2006. They're a duo from Adelaide who started playing pop songs and slowed down versions of 80s tracks, and after an impromptu jam session with a bluegrass band, they decided to move their sound in that direction. They're slightly more saccharine than I'm used to, but they've got an interesting sound anyway. The last track I'm playing is Tonight by Skin Town, which came off their debut album, The Room, which was released this year. They're a duo from LA who make R&B, so they're kind of in danger of being lumped in with the whole, like, neo-R&B thing. But this album is a really strong debut, and this particular track is fantastic. I think that's about it for this week. Cheers.
waiting for the answer to the question, what I got in store. And I do know that you want me, I'm just trying to see if we can do a little more.
I ain't never met someone to walk away from fear, and I ain't never met someone who made me feel so real.
Caught up in a bad scene, I see you on the touchscreen, baby.
I'm yours, for sure.